Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of June 2019. Kerala High Court, while showing displeasure over the delayed preparation of the Coastal Zone Management Plan, CZMP, for Kerala under the earlier Coastal Regulation Zone Notifications, CRZ, has directed the National Centre for Sustainable Coastal Management under the Ministry of Environment and Forests to file an affidavit detailing the steps required for finalising the CZMP for Kerala as per the latest CRZ notification within this year itself. Supreme Court has permitted the reopening of the books of accounts and recasting of the financial statements of debt-ridden Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services, IL&FS, and its two other group entities for the past 5 years so that the Serious Fraud Investigation Office, SFIO, can investigate into the wrongdoings. Supreme Court has directed the Maharashtra government to conduct the final round of counselling by the 14th of June, 2019 for the problems being faced by students in admissions to postgraduate medical and dental courses in the 2019-2020 academic year. The court questioned the state for not conducting any counselling after the Supreme Court's order stayed the notification to grant 10% reservation in the admissions for 2019-2022 economically weaker sections in PG medical and dental courses. Competition Commission of India has imposed a total fine of over 74 crore rupees on Himalaya Drug Company and Intis Pharmaceuticals along with its senior officials as well as two Madhya Pradesh-based drug groupings, namely Madhya Pradesh Chemists and Druggist Association and Indore Chemists Association, for indulging in anti-competitive trade practices. Madras High Court has ordered music maestro Ilaiyaraaja that only he has the right over his own compositions while hearing two cases filed by Ilaiyaraaja against AGI Music and Echo Recording Company. The High Court rejected one case and the other was decreed. Madras High Court has stayed proceedings in a lower court against a Tamil magazine editor in a case filed against him for publishing articles allegedly downgrading the Tamil Nadu governor. While granting the interim relief to R. Gopal, the court observed it was the first case after the country's independence wherein the court has been called upon to consider whether a publication by itself will have the effect of overawing a governor so as to prevent him from exercising his lawful powers and duties. Karnataka High Court has observed that the auto LPG stations are required to get the trade license from municipality. It further noted that the power to grant refuse license vested in the Commissioner as per Section 353 of the Karnataka Municipal Corporations Act, 1976 is wide and trade license can be refused where the proposed activity is likely to cause nuisance. Madhya Pradesh High Court has stayed the suspension of a Sanskrit lecturer of Vikram University, Ujjain, who, prior to the Lok Sabha general election results, had predicted at least 300 seats for the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, and over 300 for the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, same was said to be a violation of the Election Code of Conduct. Delhi High Court has refused to interfere with the proceedings of the Enforcement Directorate, ED, which is readying to confirm the provisional attachment of Hotel Holiday Inn in Erosity. It further noted that the company running it was being controlled and managed by Aditya Atilwar, son of lobbyist Deepak Atilwar, both of whom are facing money laundering charges. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has shown concern over the large-scale encroachments along the national highways and directed the government to evolve an effective monitoring mechanism in this regard. NGT has further said that the monitoring mechanism should deal with the future policy with regard to highways to be constructed, already constructed, and with regard to roads where constructions have already been made. Income Tax Department has extended the deadline for employers to issue Form 16 TDS certificate for financial year 2018-2019 to its employees till the 10th of July, 2019. However, the extension would leave the salaried taxpayers with a limited time frame of just 20 days to file their income tax returns, Further, the due date of filing of tax deducted at source statement by employers to Income Tax Department in Form 24Q for financial year 2018 to 2019 has been extended till the 30th of June, 2019. Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India, IBBI, has observed that information about insolvency professionals facing disciplinary proceedings is exempt from disclosure under the Right to Information Act, 2005, RTI Act. The IBBI sought exemption under Clause H of Subsection 1 of Section 8 of the RTI Act, which exempts an information which would delay the process of investigation or apprehension or prosecution of offenders. Madras High Court has directed the Joint Commissioner of Police and the Deputy Commissioner of Police, Traffic, to appear before it to explain the implementation of rule on wearing helmet. The court directed additional government pleader to submit later the details of accidents that had occurred due to the riders not wearing helmet. Delhi High Court has prevented mobile manufacturing company SUS Technology from using the mark Zen, Zenfone and other similar terms while selling mobile phones and other products. The court has further prevented SUS Technology from directly or indirectly selling, offering and advertising for sale mobile phones, mobile accessories or any other related products under the trademark Zen, Zenfone and any other trademark identical or deceptively similar to the trademark Zen and Zen Mobile.